anybody can explain why, and you're able to do some sort of psychoanalysis, I would welcome any comments, but it is 04242024. Isn't that ridiculous? Why do I do that? I don't know. Let's see here. Quick weather, because nothing wants to work today. I do, but everything else doesn't. 41 right now. Sun coming around in about 45 minutes, and 59 is what we get later on there. That's it. Done with the weather. Well, with us this morning, good morning to Melinda Jones, Tracy Finch from Rock Falls Tourism. How are we doing, gals?
Awesome.
Doing great.
Awesome. Oh, boy.
Awesome.
A lot of enthusiasm there, Tracy.
I try.
Yeah, one of the first things that came out of my mouth early this morning was it's 04242024, and it's just stop it. I don't know.
I never thought about that yet.
I'm terrible, especially when February is also fun when you get a bunch of twos in there. But I don't know, it's not too often I do that, but when I do, it's like, okay, when's he going to stop? Make him stop. Wow. Well, how's things in Rock Falls this morning, besides knowing that Raleigh's listening to us?
It's great. It's administrative day today.
What is?
Administrative, what do they actually call it?
Administrative Assistance
Day. Yes, so I want to give a shout out to Tracy.
Oh, wow. So, how about that?
Where's the cowbell?
No drumroll. Now she wants a cowbell.
Need more cowbell. So, where are you taking her for lunch?
I told her I'd get her breakfast, so but she didn't answer me that. So.
Well, you guys have a standard for that, and I know where it is. So.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
And they deliver now.
Yes, they do.
I didn't know the industrial delivered. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't know they did breakfast. But go there for appetizers and drinks. They're awesome.
They are.
So.
Somebody's like, what are they talking about?
Brother Daryl.
Yeah, yes. That's
Brother Daryl's is our hot spot after we leave you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes Flipside over my pulse.
Oh, yeah, Flipside, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness. Wow. Okay. Should we get back in the lane?
Okay.
Yeah.
For a little while.
Yeah.
We need to have more fun when we get together. So, hey, I know we've got a you heard it here first announcement coming up. We don't have to jump right into that one, but you get other things going on as well. My goodness. Additions all the time.
Yeah. We have a whole list today. Do we have like an hour to go through it all?
We got about 45 minutes.
45. Well, we can do that.
We can keep you entertained 45
minutes. So.
Well, if it's going to be that long, I'll just leave this stuff where it is and I'll go to breakfast.
And you can bring it back for us. We'll just continue. We'll be the DJs today. Yeah. We'll be your guest DJs. So people will be like, turn off the radio. Those two are on. Tom's choking over there.
let him go.
Yeah. SpongeBob SquarePants. So.
Wow.
Well, everybody, you got your morning coffee and your laughs today,
yeah,
right?
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
What they put in yours?
Well, Tracy has this bottle. Nobody can see it on the radio, right. But she came in yesterday. It's blue, and it looks like Riesling. And I'm like, what do you have on your desk?
It's really good.
It's water.
It's a new water. I can't even pronounce it. They have it at the...
Saratoga.
So everybody's like, are you drinking wine?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
She's drinking Riesling wine over there.
And you're like, what's on your desk, and are you going to share?
Exactly. That was my next thing. And this goes water. I'm like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Kind of like people with their Yetis. What's really in those Yetis? Yeah.
As we look at Tom's over there.
Yeah. What's really in that Yeti?
What's really in there?
Well, the 5-gallon water bottle's over there, so that's what it was. All right. Back in the lane.
Okay.
Back to it.
Go, Melinda.
All right. Well, first thing up is we'll let Tracy talk about the talent show.
The talent show. That's right around the corner. So our first one's coming up May 30th. We already have quite a few people signed up. There's some talented people we're pretty excited about. That's going to be 6 to 8 on May 30th. That's a Thursday night. So if you want to sign up for that, it's for all ages. Adults are $10, 16 and under is $5, and groups of 3 or more are $25. So after that, we've got one July 11th. And then the winners of those, first, second, third, and crowd favorite, will go on to our grand finale, which is August 1st. So we're pretty excited about that. We've got judges throughout our community, so it's kind of neat. You get to come meet the people that kind of... We got police officers, firemen, city councilmen. We've got someone from our board coming, so pretty excited. You get to come kind of meet behind the scenes. So not only is it going to be entertaining, but it'll be fun. I'm excited.
And the winners get to win money.
Yeah, cash.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
That's what we want. I would take some cash, but I have no talent, so.
Yeah.
you were a little worried about nobody signing up, but now they're
jumping. Now we're
on.
Getting some.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And I was just at my dental hygienist the dental hygienist said, oh, yeah, we've got some people signing up, so. Not them, but their kids. So,
oh,
yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Making sure you had to clean teeth really well.
Drill into a tooth.
That's what I was.
Yeah.
Tell us when this sound gets annoying.
Also, that same week is the Memorial Day weekend, and I want to just put it out there. It's not all finalized, but we should have a plaque from where the apex was of the Vietnam Wall out at the RBNW district, and the American Legion is going to do their Memorial Day service out there at 9 a.m.
Wow.
And so we'll do a dedication to that plaque and stuff being out there. So make sure you put that on your calendar, because I think everybody would like to enjoy that, and everybody can remember about the Vietnam Wall being there just last September.
Wow, right. Whose idea was that?
It was kind of all of ours, the whole committee. So we wanted to put something there so everybody could remember that wall was there at that time, and that we honored all the Vietnam veterans and stuff. So
right.
And the 9/11 Memorial Wall.
9/11 Memorial Wall was there too. Mm-hmm.
Good move.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're excited for that. Let's see. Touch Truck. Everybody's heard that's coming back. So that ended like right before COVID, and it hasn't been back. John Watts is bringing it back. He's doing a tremendous job of getting vehicles. There should be over 100 vehicles of all different kinds there at the across from the RBNW.
Whoa.
So there'll be a food vendor and I think a shaved ice person there too. But he's got everything from, you know, a helicopter to buses to semis to dump trucks to everything. And it's a touch, you know, it's for kids to touch and feel it and see it and just learn about it. So we'll talk more about it later, but follow it on Facebook. He's been keeping a really good, post going of what's going on and what he's getting in. So, and it's free. So
over 100. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So that's his prediction. It's nearly 100.
And there's a big announcement. The Rock Falls Tourism Van will be there.
Yes.
If you'd like to come see and touch our Rock Falls Tourism Van, we will be there.
But at least people will know what the van's for.
Yes.
That will give them some learning ability of, like, it's not to give tours around town. It's for all of our equipment for all of our events. But it's kind of neat to see our van, because when you see it going down the road, you don't get to see it really good. But on both sides of the van, it has pictures of everything that represents the Rock Falls area.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
I see you zipping by once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Zipping by.
Doing the speed limit, of course. Always. Yeah. That's what Tom was just saying before the show. He's like, you're such a careful driver, Tracy. I see you go by all the time. About that weather, or what?
Do we need the announcement now?
You can't wait.
I know. I might get it off.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Belson Music Fest. It's June 8th, and our last band to announce is...
Yeah, I don't have the drum roll.
He doesn't have it. Jerry Criss Band.
Wow.
From right here in Sterling. Well, he's Northern Illinois, but Jerry Criss, that runs the Starlight Theater place over here in Sterling. Him and his group will do it. They're well-seasoned musicians and from various professional backgrounds, and they will be doing a lot of smooth jazz, R&B, blues, funk, and Latin soul music. Whoa. And they are going to kick off. So they are going to be starting at 12 noon, kick off the whole event. And they'll be followed again by the Yorkville Big Band, Rock River Jazz Band, Josh Duffy and his orchestra, and then the headliner band, Steve Smith, and Vital Information. And wow. Steve Smith will do the drum clinic at 11 a.m. at the McCormick Event Center. That's turning out to be big.
I bet.
So I think there'll be a lot of people there, and we might have some giveaways there. Ooh. Some really cool giveaways.
Yes.
We'll touch on that later.
See?
So. Yep.
We're going to have another You Heard It Here First
yes.
coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sick the Magazine. I'm not sure if everybody knows what that is. Sick the Magazine is a drag car racing. And they are going to be, they do a tour every year. So last year they did from Cordova to Byron, and they do two other tracks. It's the Midwest. And they are street cars that drag race in Cordova and Byron and other tracks too. But last year they came from Cordova, went to Byron. They stayed in, or they stopped in Rock Falls and did a checkpoint and stuff. So I went down and talked to the promoter. And we are going to have them come from Byron to Cordova, but stay in Rock Falls overnight at our hotels. And they're going to do a type of a car show. And it's going to be called the Big Black Party.
Wow.
And so we're expecting over 300 cars.
Hey.
So on Monday, June 10th. So it's going to be pretty big. It's going to be busy downtown, but these cars wow. are really cool. So
yeah, we're pretty excited.
Yes. Wow. So that's great for Rock Falls, great for businesses, yeah. great for people to come out and see these cars, talk to the owners of the cars. You know, maybe they'll get into some drag racing, or maybe they already have and they know some of the drivers coming. So and then so they'll be in Byron Sunday, Monday, come here Monday evening, Monday afternoon, evening. And then the next morning at 9 o'clock, they've got to be in Cordova for racing down there.
Wow.
So that's pretty big for Rock Falls to have 300 cars. So you will see 300 cars all around Rock Falls, all the parking lots downtown.
I might have to, go do some investigating.
Might have to call sick that day.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll be here, but I can do some investigative reporting.
There you go.
I like it.
That would be awesome. Yes.
Yeah, I'm down here on duty.
Yeah. You can bring it live. Can you do yourself live? No?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
You'll have to be watching the Facebook. Sick yeah. the Magazine made some t-shirts.
Yes.
They are really wicked.
Yep. Actually, I've got to proof the back of them today.
Yes.
So they should be ready pretty quick. Wow. So they're really, really cool. So, yeah. So they'll be for sale on their website, but we'll share it on our website or yeah. our Facebook page. So
they're really yeah. wicked. How old are you yeah. kids? I haven't heard that for a long time. Oh, my
what
goodness.
Are the cool words? On point, fleek, fleek.
Fleek?
Is that it? I don't know. I'm not cool.
I don't know that one.
Look out.
So, anyway, Tracy can go now. She can talk about Eats and Beats.
Eats and Beats. This one I always love. This is one of my favorite events throughout the summer. So we have our fireworks show coming up, and that's going to be Wednesday, July 3rd. We've got three-day rain playing. We've got food vendors. We've got a lot of food vendors, actually. We're pretty excited. We've got them coming from all over. But the concert's going to be 6 to 9. And then we've got two other ones coming up this summer. So Whitlock and Loaded, that'll be Friday, July 19th. And again, food is 4 to 9. And then the concerts are going to be 7 to 10. So we're kind of shortening up that day. So we're starting a little bit later. And then we've got Baja that's playing. That's Friday, August 16th. So come on down. There's going to be plenty of food, plenty of vendors. And it's not going to rain.
Or be windy.
Or windy. It's just going to be beautiful. Yes. That's I can already just guarantee it. So
wow. I'm gonna let you be the new resident meteorologist.
Well,
like
when you have your weather thing, just call me on July 3rd, July 19th, and August 16th, and I'll just tell you the weather's going to be beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Jot that down.
I got to put. Yeah. Yeah, I'll forget.
Yeah.
And it's important.
And so. Between the hours of 4 and 10 p.m.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so feeling confident and positive about that.
There we go. Yeah.
If anybody's a home-based business, just a regular business, crafter, whatever, and you want to set up at these events, give us a call. We'll let you set up. It's $25 without electricity, but get your name out there, especially the Independence Day. That's the most heavily populated event.
And so. The JCs do a really great yes. job with the fireworks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see it not yeah. only from the Rock Falls side, but the Sterling right. side and yeah. Lawrence Park. But, you know, we'll have a band and Yeah, lots of things to do. So, yeah, come see us.
Seems like this. Did this spring and summer get busier than the past few?
Mm-hmm. We're kind of added a few more things.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Wait till fall.
And we're teaming up with a lot of great events in the community. Yeah. So it's just.
Yeah. Touch Truck. We're kind of helping them out. Eats and Beats. You know, it's basically a community thing because we get, you know, community people involved. Sick the Magazine just came up, and if it goes this year, it'll probably be a yearly thing. So yeah.
Wow. And the kayak rental came back too.
Yes. So we just opened them up 2 weekends ago, I believe it was. And they're located at Route 40 Hennepin Canal Boat Launch, so just past Candlelight. There's a big cage. You can't miss it. It's kind of off the road there. And you can rent. There's 4 kayaks out there. And you rent them for 2 hours for $30. Mm. And they come with your paddle, your kayak, and your life jacket. So, and then you just take them on the canal, down the canal, and you don't have to bring them back and clean them or anything. They'll take care of all that. So it's a really cool thing.
So, and that's another one of those amazing bits of technology. Do it all from your phone?
Yes. Wow. Yep. An app on your phone. It's called Rent Fun. So you could go ahead and download that app now and get all your information, because you got to put in your credit card name, address, phone number, all that. And then when you get there, then you can rent that. Wow. Rent the kayak, and it's easy.
So. And you can do the bikes again, too?
We will do bikes. They'll probably come out probably the weekend before Memorial Day weekend. We got to get those into Meads. Meads is really good about testing them and checking them and make sure everything is, you know, safety. So we'll get those out probably right before Memorial Day. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we're excited to get those. So
lots of great stuff. Did we miss anything?
Yes.
Can you tuck a couple more here?
Two more.
Couple minutes? Okay.
Tonight is Shortsapalooza.
Yes.
And that's at MIT, Morrison Institute of Technology. It's 7 o'clock tonight, and what that is indie filmmakers that have made all these films. They're short films, so I think there's like 6 or 7 of them. And they were 2 years ago. They were at the Midway. No, maybe not 2 years ago. During COVID, we did it at the Midway, and a lot of people were very interested because they're just short films. Some are horror, some are, you know, history, some are just drama, all different kinds. But it's free to go, I invite everybody to go. So I mean, it's really good. The Morrison Institute of Technology, their film, or where we film it, or. Yes. Show the films. It's really, really nice in there. So very nice. And Thixton's popcorn will be available for sale, so you can purchase that before you go in, and there'll be some drinks, and that will be a good night. So it's 7 o'clock to 10:30, and if you can't stay till 10:30, that's fine. Just, you know, come at 7, stay as long as you want. So my last thing is we have Art in the Park in the fall on August 24th, and we are looking for artists.
Right.
So anybody that, you know, wants to have an art booth down there, is not craft. It is just arts. So photography, painting, watercolors, what else do I want? Sculpture making, any of that sort of thing. We want you. And it's a juried show, so you turn in your application by May 31st. We go through them all. We have some other people that will go through them with us. And then we will let you know if you were eligible to be in it, and you can be in it. So we really want to grow that. So.
Boy, hey, we squeezed in a lot of information.
Did we? We still got time. You said 45 minutes.
It's the shortest 45 minutes.
Gosh, yeah. So, but yeah, so great summer. Always visit us on the Facebook.
Oh, website. Yeah. All the info's right there.
And we got new sponsors, too. Next month, we're going to list all of our sponsors. Okay. We've got great sponsors.
Then we will need 45 minutes. Yes. So.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Because none of this happens without our sponsors.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Melinda, Tracy, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thanks for having us.